coming now to Mishnah Hey, to Mishnah 5, which is almost certainly the most complicated, most difficult Mishnah in the entire Perek. The words look pretty simple, but actually when you think about it and you open it up, it's very difficult to understand what the Mishnah is actually trying to say. For example, if you look in Kahati, which is a very popular, very helpful modern commentary on the Mishnah, he gives you at least three different explanations for what it could mean. I'm going to give you two, one of which was not even in Kahati. So it's an additional explanation to that. But really, you know, there's so many ways of thinking about this. I'm going to give you what I think are the two explanations that make the most sense. Each explanation is difficult, but for different parts of the Mishnah. Ba'u acherim v'hizimum. Others came and made them zomumin. We'll talk about what all the subjects and objects refer to later. Ba'u acherim v'hizimum. Others came and made them zomumin. Afilu mea, even 100 times, kulam ya'regu. All of them should be executed. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion. Istasit hizo. It is an istasit, or an istasit, or an istasis. It's actually a Greek word that has a bunch of different spellings in the text, which we'll get to again in a few minutes. Ve'ena nehereget, and none of them are killed. Ela kat harishana bilvad, except for the first group of witnesses. So now we're going to lay out two possible scenarios of what the Mishnah might be referring to. One possibility is a list of successive witnesses that each come and make the previous set into zomamin, into scheming witnesses. So just play out the scenario. At first, two witnesses come out and say, we saw Plony kill somebody. That's group one. If nothing else happens, then Plony, the Nidon, will be executed. Group two comes along. Two new witnesses show up and they say to group one, you cannot know that Plony killed this guy because you were with us at the time that you said the murder took place. Now we have group one is a set of Adam Zomamin, and Plony is off the hook, right? He goes scot-free because he has no testimony against him. Nobody says that he killed anyone. He goes scot-free. Now group three comes along. Group three comes to group two and says, no, no, you can't testify that you were with group one because you actually were with us in a different place. So you couldn't have been with group one. Now what happens? Group two are made into Zomamin. Group one are now off the hook. They're now normal witnesses, which means that Plony has witnesses that he killed somebody. So he's executed. But group four comes along. And group four comes to group three and says, you can't have been with group two because you were with us in a different place. Now what happens? Well, group three are made into Zomamin, which means group two are now valid witnesses, which means that group one was made into Zomamin, which means that Plony is off the hook. So in each case, basically, as long as there are an even number of groups of kitot, that we'll keep using that word as we go through the next Mishnayot, as long as there is even number of groups, what happens is all of the odd number of group of witnesses are executed, and all the even number groups of witnesses go scot-free and are valid witnesses. So in this case, group one and three are executed, group two and four are off the hook. And what it turns out is all the odd number groups of witnesses are trying to kill somebody. That's what they're scheming to do. They're trying to kill somebody. The others are trying to actually save somebody's life, because whenever an even numbered group comes along, when group two, four, six, eight comes along, that makes Plony off the hook. It means that he is about to go scot-free. But whenever groups 1, 3, 5, 7 come along, that means that Plony is about to be executed. So kulam, in this case, means half. It means all the ones who deserve to die. But it makes a lot of sense in the first half of the Mishnah. Then Rabbi Yehuda's descent in this reading of the successive idiom would be to read the word as istasis or astasis, which is the Greek word that came into our word stasis, which is to say it's a stasis, it's kind of a standoff, a standstill. There's no way to know what to do in this case. The only thing I know is there was Plony, and there were two witnesses, and those two witnesses were made into Zomamin. So the only thing I know is that group one definitely deserves to die, because that's what I have. I have a bona fide group of Adam Zomamin, they deserve death, and everything else I have no idea what to do with. That's the first explanation. The second explanation is that it's not a series of new witnesses. It's actually the same group of witnesses that make each successive group into Zomamin. So this is the scenario. Group one comes along and says, ah, Plony killed a guy. Group two comes along and says, group one, you couldn't have testified to that because actually you were with us at the same time. Now, group one are made into Zomamin. They're going to be executed and Plony is off the hook. Now, group three comes along and says, no. We saw Plony kill a guy, to which group two responds and says, no, you couldn't have seen Plony kill a guy because you were with us. So not only was group one with group two, but group three was also with group two. And now group three is also executed. And this goes on, you know, 100 times ad infinitum. The same group of witnesses in this reading, the same group of witnesses keeps claiming that the witnesses who come forward were with them at the time that they claim to have seen the murder. And in that case, kulam yeharegu. In that case, all of them are killed. All of the ones are executed that were made into zombie. So it makes good sense out of that line about the word kulam. It's a little bit less easy to read the first part, ba'u acherim behizimum, because it sounds like the subject should be the same for ba'u, they came, and behizimum, and they made someone into zomamin. Whereas in this reading, actually, the subject switched halfway through without the Mishnah telling us, which is not normal style. It's possible, but it's not normal. Now, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda uses the same word, the same Greek word, astasis, stasis, but in a different meaning. Stasis can also mean, in Greek, a conspiracy, a group of conspirers. And in that reading, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the second reading. He's saying that it's a conspiracy. There's no way that group two were with all of these other groups of Adim. There's no way that that's possible. They're just trying to protect Plony. So once again, I don't know what to do. I have a clear scenario, which is witnesses came forward to say Plony killed somebody. Those witnesses were made into Zomamin, so I'm going to kill those witnesses, let Plony off the hook, and everything else, I don't know what to do. So those are two readings of this very difficult Mishnah. Either you have trouble understanding the word kulam, because kulam really means not all but half, or you have trouble understanding the first line, because then the subject switches halfway through between ba'u, they came, and behizimum, they made a group of witnesses to Zomamin. But this sort of lays out the kind of theoretical and difficult questions that this idea of Kesher Zaman can bring up. Of like, what did these people exactly scheme to do? And how far does the chain go of Adam Zomamin? According to the Tanakhama, Adam Zomamin can happen in the same case any number of times. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know what to do in those other cases. All I have is the original situation of a Nidon and the original Adam Zomamin group one. In the next episode, we're going to do another fairly difficult Mishnah, which is often misread, but enters into a really interesting Second Temple debate about how to implement Aiden Zomamin.